Okay, today is Daf Chaf Beis of Masechet Zohar. We're on Chaf Aleph of Beis by the word Tanya, which is the first word of the first wide line, three lines from the bottom. Tanya. We're discussing now. We just finished off saying as follows: You're not allowed to hire a guy to work for you on Shabbos. That's obvious. Why is that obvious? Why are you not allowed to do that? It's actually my chokah. What's the reason you can't hire a guy? Rashi, earlier in the Masechta, on Tes Vav or Tes Zayin, said it's an issue of Dabar Dover. Interesting. What?
I said it's awesome?
No. Right. Doesn't it, but guys have that list. So some say it's because of Dabar Dabar. Rashi says that most of them hold like that. Most hold the Zilzul Shabbos, and if you can have a guy do whatever you can't do, then what kind of Shabbos is that? What kind of Shabbos is that? I don't have the guy do it. That's not Shabbos. So you can't have a guy do anything you can't do. You can't hire a guy to do anything you can't do. It doesn't make a difference. However, in the case how we entered the Gemara yesterday was a guy is allowed to purchase from a Jew a field, let's say. And he's going to work on the field. He's doing it himself. What for what? He's giving the guy, he's giving the Jew a certain sum. Now, with the Ikara did, that's mutter. Why? Because the Jews are benefiting from the Shabbos work. The Jew is only benefiting because he rented and leased the land. He's not benefiting from Shabbos work. By the way, I looked it up again. That's the reason that Shevet Halevi said, if you have a soda machine, a candy machine, that you're not allowed to have it operating on Shabbos, even from Goyim. Why? Because it's Schar Shabbos. That's why he asked it. It's Schar Shabbos. You're getting paid for your things working on Shabbos. The reason why Shlomo Zalman says mutter is he's not doing anything. So it's interesting. Schar Shabbos is the reason. So getting back, so the guy really is allowed to work on that field. The problem is when it comes to a bathhouse, and everybody knows it belongs to a Jew, the only issue is Marisayim. Make sure that it's mutter. The only issue is Marisayim. What's the problem? People aren't going to know this arrangement, and they're going to think you hired the guy. Right? They're going to think you hired the guy. Okay? That's the only issue. The only issue is Marisayim. Right? So they're going to think you hired the guy. So, again, there's no Chil Shabbos here. There's not even a Durbanan answer. What's the only answer? Marathayan. People are not going to know the situation. They're going to think you hired a guy to work for you on Shabbos. That's not allowed. Therefore, he can't work for you. He can't even rent the Marathon. Okay? Now, Tanya, we have a brisa like this. I'm sure Ben Elazar Omer, Lo Yatskir Adam Esadehu Lukusi. A person cannot rent his field to a kusi, but they should nikrase al shemo, because it's called his. Everybody knows it's his. Kusi zeh also a malacha machal shomoid, and the kusi is going to do malacha on chalamoid, and they're going to think that the Yisrael hired the kusi, and it's also to do work on chalamoid in the field. Yeah, you can do what you need. I'm not talking about that, and it's also to do that. So therefore, you can't lease a field to a kusi. He's going to work with it on Chalamoid. Why is the Kusi going to work with it on Chalamoid? He's a full-fledged Jew. The answer is, he's a full-fledged Jew, but not really. Doesn't really hold from many of the deans of Ravana. Doesn't really hold from them. So, Chalamoid is where did Chalamoid come from? Right? The rabbis made it up, even if it's the right of the rabbis. The parameters were given to the rabbis to decide what's author. The Kusi is going to really hold from all that. So we're afraid they're going to, you do it on Chalamoid. People are going to walk by. They know it's your field. They know it's Mr. Jew's field. What's that kusi working on the field? Must be that Jew's no good. He hired the kusi. Oh, what a terrible nichshol. So it's all marasayim. To avoid all that, don't rent it. That's the Gemara. Abul la'ovet kochav v'mai. Shari. And over to a guy, it implies it's mutter. How can it be mutter? The answer is obvious. The Amri, because we say, Arisa arisuse of it. It's an Aris agreement. In other words, it's an Aris arrangement. In other words, the guy or the kuti rented the land. There's no Schar Shabbos over here because the Jew doesn't care. He got his paycheck already. And the key is everybody knows this. Everybody knows it. Ihachi, Kusi, Nami, Amri, Arisa, Aritsute of it. So why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say the same thing by the Kusi? Right? Say the same thing. The answer is Arisuta Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Lesle. He doesn't hold for that heter. He doesn't hold from that heter. He look at Rashi. The high tidaka kusi, the mashmaha ovid kochav shari. So by saying that we got a kusi, your mashma a goyis mutter. Lab time of Mishum Arisuta. Not because of the Oris reason. El Mishum Damrin and Lay, Lotas Bamalacha Vishabit, Vitayas. If you tell the goy not to do it on Shabbat, he will listen. In other words, I don't hold for my reason. It's not a heter. Of Sherman Lazar. Again, we don't hold like that. We hold that it is a valid heter. Right? What happened over here? The guy gave you $1,000. He's working on that field whenever he wants. So the Jew said, by the way, you can't work on Shabbat. 6 days a week, you cannot work on Shabbat. The guy says, no problem. The Kusi will not say no problem. Why not? El, over the club of my time of Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Dumrin and Lay, because we say, the Tayyat. He will obey your directive. You want to have a sharecropping agreement with my land? No problem with that. You can't work on Saturdays. The guy says, fine. Excellent. What? Right. Kusi, Nani, Amrin, and Lay, the Tayyat. So why won't the Kusi listen? So the Gemara says, no. Kusi, lo Tayyat. Kusi's not going to listen. You know why? The Amar, because he said, I know more than you. Or you know the type of you. They don't know anything. They're the big expert in everything. They don't know anything. They're complete amaratim. They're an expert in every issue. Every issue, they're an expert. The rabbi told me, they read once in the newspaper, they know everything. So true. The guy, they know they don't know anything. Fine, okay, that's the deal you want, fine, no problem. Come to the Kusi, a little bit of knowledge, a lot of damage. They know a little bit, right? Here and there, the little bit they know, oh, they're the big expert. So the Kusi, by the way, you can't use the field on Java. What are you talking about? I saw this documentary. It's okay, but they know everything. They're the big expert. Kusi won't listen. Right? It's amazing insight. So true. It's amazing insight. Ihachi, if all this we said is all true, then the reason why you can't have a Kusi work there, not because, look at this. Ihachi, my ear been nation Nikos Al Shemo. What do you mean? The reason why you can't have the Kusi work there is because of Marathayim. That's not the reason. The reason is because he's not going to listen, he's going to work on Shabbat. And according to Rosh Hashanah Elazar, it's usher. It's not a Marathayim issue, it's usher. Your land being worked on Shabbat, Rosh Hashanah Elazar holds, I don't hope not to have them. So what kind of reason is that? The guy's not allowed to work on Shabbat. The Kusi's not allowed to work on Kalaboy, let's say whatever it is. He's not allowed to. He's not going to listen to do it anyway. So that's the reason. The difference depends on yours. The Gemara says, no, it's both. Chaza v'od gomer. Chaza, first of all, we listen to Iver. First of all, we listen to Iver problem. Why? Because you're facilitating a Kusi to violate the Chalamoid, really. That was Shabbat, Chalamoid. Right? Obviously knows how to do it. He's going to work on Chalamoid. You're facilitating that. The Ode, and also, Nation Nikris Al Shemo. And also, that, also, a second reason is because, by the way, people are going to maybe make a mistake and think you hired him. Okay? So both reasons are true. Hanu Morikoi. Okay, so Rashi says a Morikoi is Zore Ginos and Krumen. Field. You have these fields. Hanu Morikoi. You have these fields. The Obed Kochavim Nukit Vishabza. Somehow, there's a partnership between you and the Koi. So, here's how we did it. The Ovid Kochavim Nukit Vishabza. The guy works on Shabbat. The Yisrael Vichad Vishabza. And the Jew works on Sunday. Okay? The way it's fleshed out of the Rishon, the Machad of Hasid at the end, so in other words, we're partners. Me and the guy are partners. I'm not working on Shabbat. And he's not working on Sunday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we split 50-50.
Shabbos is all his, Sunday's all mine.
Is that mutter? Asa l'kamei de Rava, shari lehu. He said it's mutter. Rava said it's no problem. Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. Wait a minute. Ravina says to Rava, Ravina asks Rava Kasha, we have a braisa that says like this. If a Jew and a guy have a partnership, they got to feel a partnership. Lo yomai liyisrael over the chavim. The Jew can't say to the guy, listen, tal chalka b'shabbos. You take on Shabbos. Vani b'chol. And I'll take Sunday. Vim hisnu mitzila. And if they agree to it beforehand, before they start the partnership, they make an agreement. Listen, I'm not allowed to work on Shabbos. You are. Every Saturday, the profits are yours, and every Sunday, it's all mine. The other 5 days, it's split 50-50. If you do that in advance, that's mutter. The imbo l'cheshbin, aser. And if you come to make a cheshbin after the fact, then it's aser. Right? That would be the imbo l'cheshbin. Right? Right? Look at Rashi. Lav ahasnu mitchilakoi. Not that they did it originally. Ella, milsabav and anutzig. Klomer, in kiblu stam. If they accepted a partnership, stam. Ba'azu stam. Right? And they just stam started working together. All of a sudden, Saturday's approaching. The ayilov, the chavim b'shabbat is all, b'chol, losi by Yisrael. There was no command. Listen, the Jews are working on Saturday. Well, Mike's not going to do it. He didn't show up. So, bo cheshman achazman, after the week is over, they come to make a cheshman. Lomar, kami yimei Shabbos natalta ata, v'nei etol kinegda di be'achol. After the fact, they make this deal, that's awesome. Okay? That's awesome. The mechaber is machmir, like this, and the Ramah, it says that the heft in God always make them. In other words, if it's before the fact, everybody agrees it's mutter. Why? Let's say you set it up, everyone agrees it's mutter. Why? Because you're not benefiting from Shabbos. Why? That's the guy's business. I have Sunday, he has Shabbos. It could be any other day of the week. It doesn't have to be Sunday. It could be any day of the week. If you didn't set it up in advance, now you come after the fact, listen, I can't work on Shabbos. I can't get money for Shabbos. You take Saturday, I'll take Sunday. Whether it's a lot or a little, that's the machlokas between the Rechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah does agree, the Mechaber agreed, that if after the fact, you come to the guy, and you say, I know, we made an agreement like this, but it's ridiculous. You got 90% on Saturday, and I got 10% on Sunday, would you make it 50-50? So the Mechaber says, if the guy agrees to that, he's giving you all my time. He doesn't have to agree to that. But if he does, we don't assume it's Haramo, it's all trick. We'll say this. And then after Shabbat, right, the guy's on. Right. So they have these kinds of, this is the starting point of how they make these heteros. This is the starting point of how they make these heteros. Right. Anyway, Ichtif, the kasha is a very hard kasha. What's the kasha? Right? What's the kasha? It's mashma from the Ravah's story. Ravah says mutter. It's mashma if they hadn't agreed beforehand. Ravah was all embarrassed. All the time, it's had mutter as if they agreed beforehand. So Iskif, Ravah was embarrassed. But Sophie called Milza, the Hastamekar, Rabbi. Then Ravah realized the story came out that they had made that agreement beforehand. Okay? Now, Rav Gvir Beik Sil Amru, he says like this, that whole story that happened with Ravah had nothing to do with Shabbat at all. It was about Arla. Hanu shesili de Arla. There was this field of Arla. Hanu abchav asel achol shnei de Arla. That the guy ate the fruit for the first 3 years. The Yisrael sheni de tera, and the Yisrael ate the after that. Asel kamei de Rava shari lehu. Rava said all that is mutter. That's a mutter agreement. I vote sibe Ravina le Rava. I didn't Ravina ask the kasha on Rava. Didn't Ravina ask Akasha that you see over here, but it's only mutter if you have it in advance? Right? The Gemara says, no, let's say you waste the ayah. He didn't ask Akasha. That was supporting Rava. How is he supporting Rava? Because Ravina was demonstrating to Rava, again, it's has nothing to do with Shabbos now. The Hilchos Arla Shaila. You're not allowed to eat fruit for the first 3 years. So you can have a deal with a goy, he'll eat the first 3 years. And then you'll eat after that, the next 3 years. So Rav says mutter. So Rabbeinu said, you know what? We have precedent for that. Precedent. By Shabbos, that's a thing. You decide beforehand, and it's all good. So what's the difference? Shabbos, Arla, what's the difference? It's all good.
I bought Ichzit.
I have Rav was embarrassed.
Says the Gemara, Lo Hoyts Bar Mila.
No, that never happened. Rava was never embarrassed. That never happened. Someone heard the story wrong. That never happened. Rabbeinu piped up. You know, Rava, I have support for your shita. By Shabbos, it's the same story. You and a guy, you can decide beforehand.
So Rashi points out that
I'm not sure about halacha about Hanah. So Lamaisa, isn't the Jew benefiting from Orla? Isn't he getting Hanah from Orla? Hanah is the agreement.
So Rashi says it's not a problem. Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Shari Lehu. They had to go, it's like the fourth what little skinny line. They had to gomeru. And the Jew said,
you work first to me, and then I'll work after that. That's not
Isser Shlichot.
A Jew is allowed to work on Arla. You're allowed to work on the field, so I'll eat it. He's really benefiting.
That's not Hanah. Shekein ha-mishpat shana shazeh oved hu ochel.
That's not Hanah. What kind of Hanah is that? I'm eating year number 4, 5, and 6. He's eating year 1. What kind of Hanah am I getting? That's not Hanah. That's the deal. So it's not Hanah.
He boilahu stoma mai.
What about stam? In other words, me and a goy open a partnership. We never said a word about the terms.
Stoma mai. Toshma. In his numitzila mutter, if you made an agreement, it's mutter. Vahastama aser. It implies stam is aser. Aim a seifa. What about the seifa? In bo b'cheshbon aser. If you try to come out and make a cheshbon, it's aser. Hastama mutter.
Stam is mutter.
Elamiha lekel avashrimineh.
From here, we can't make an answer, and that's why there's a machlokes between the machaber and the ramah. The machaber says it's aser, and the ramah says it's mutter. Even the Ramah says only mutter in the Hefsim Gadol. So, you know, if you have some $20 agreement, the Ramah would not say it's mutter. You know, you have the bread and butter, Mamash is your parnasa, you know, a lot of money riding on it. There are mekilim. How Lamaisa plays out in the day-to-day life, I have no idea, because you have to go to a Rav and have these agreements. But in theory, the Ramah, Ashkenazim, they were mekil by a Hefsim Gadol. So that gets people relying on that Hefsim. I'm not talking about, like I said, I'm not talking about the guy's lemonade stand. That's not what we're talking about. Have to go to me, you'll turn off. Right, the problem is that the... Okay. However, the Ramah says, and the Mishnah Berurah says it also, that have to go to me going to lose money as opposed to not getting profit. It's a big difference. For example, the case of the Merachat. So we said, if the Merachat, so the Bishop asked this question. So if the Ramah's Mekil by a Hefzid Gadol, so then why can't the Merachat be open on Shabbos? Right? It's Marzayin, right? But so what? It's a Hefzid Gadol. So the Bishop answers, because that's not Hefzid Gadol. That's called Minias Reba. By me not staying open, I'm not getting business today. That's not Hefzid Gadol. Hefzid Gadol means I will lose money. What? No, because a store, each day, no. A store is different than a business. Because if I'm not open today, what? See, they're saying it's semantics. So you have... I understand, but the difference is that you have accounts. So if you don't, if the account gets canceled, that's called losing profit. The guy doesn't come to my store today, that's not losing profit. Think it's the same thing? Right. Okay. Right. Right. So if it doesn't work that way, so maybe that's called a hasid gadol, right? Someone's pronounced it certainly hasid gadol, and then there are the Rambam, like I said, the Gemara doesn't answer the kasha. Gemara leaves it as a tzarach. This kasha was not an answer. Right, we finished the parak. We're on to a new parak now. There's no answer to that question. So it's a machlokas we've shown him, and it comes out of machlokas machaber Rama. Okay, so if you're not Ashkenazi, you get lucky because they're a mud maker. They have to go. Okay? Hajjalach, listen, Eidehin, Hajjalach, listen, Eidehin, Hajjalach, listen, Eidehin. Nice long first parak, 20 on the Chabbat. Okay? Next parak. Back to, not really, it's not really about a Bodhidara anymore. We're getting a little away from it. Now we're talking about really Goyim. Issues that come up with a goy. It's not really a Bodhidara. So, this is a very, very difficult mission to understand. We're going to have a kasha with it. You have to hear it as a kasha every word of this Mishnah, because it's not our society today. And we can't understand such a society. But the Mishnah starts off. And, you know, all the apologists, I don't mean even the notes of Yehuda, even Rishonim. So, look at the letters of the Iri. The Iri says, Rishonim. The Iri says, Tvarim Halalu, Nemru, this Mishnah was said, La'otsam hazmanim shahayu otsam ha'umot le'ovdei pe'alilim. This Mishnah was said for a different time. V'hayu mitzuhamim b'masehem. They were steeped in this terrible behavior. U'mukhra'am b'midoseyem. Horrible midos. Avashar umot, other nations, shehem gedorim b'darkei hadassah. Other nations that have an organized religion, even if it's not Jewish, they never do these things. U'shehem nekiyim, they're clean. Mechu'urim shemidos halalu, from these horrible ideas, horrible acts. Ein suffix she'ein v'debrehem halalu makom hem klal. We're not talking about those people. Right? This doesn't apply to every single guy. Right? So the Meiri said that. It doesn't apply to every single guy in the world. So no one should come, any guy that hears the daf today shouldn't think that the Gemara was against them. No. We're talking about specific people that acted in a specific way. Ways that most guys today would view as horrible. That's all. So if there happens to be a guy that behaved that way in ancient times, that's the Mishnah we're talking. That's the people that we're referring to. I'm not referring to some people that have values, Western values, and Judeo-Christian. I'm not talking about those kind of people. I'm talking about the lowest of the low. That's my disclaimer, exactly. Well, it's the Meiri's disclaimer. Ein ma'amidin behema befundekal shel ovdei kochavim. You can't leave a behema alone in the inn of a guy. Why? B'nei shechashud in al harabiyah. Because they are suspicious that they're going to rape the animal. They're suspicious or afraid that they're going to rape the animal. Therefore, don't put your animal there. Look at Rashi. Ein ma'amidin behema b'kundeko. She'osin, listen to this Rashi. She'osin le'ez achson. Right? You put it there for the guests that come. Over a draw from some. The guys that pass by. Uma'alim schar leba'alehem. You give schar to the owner. What is Rashi talking about? So the Bach says, Rashi's bothered. Why does the Mishnah have to pick a case of an inn? Why does the Mishnah say, never leave your behemoth alone with an animal? Never leave your behemoth alone with a goy. Why? Because he's chashed on raping the animal. Does it make a difference if it's in the market, if it's your slave, if it's in the inn? What's the difference? No, the Mishnah talks about an inn. What, an inn? Place of ill repute? It's an inn. So the Baal said, as the Rashi said, I don't even know what you're talking about. So Rashi says, we're talking about a case that even you pay the guy. The guy's getting paid for this. He's still hushing. You're paying him. They're paying this guy. Take care of you're in the inn, right? So you got Rashi, Malin, Tchal, Balam. You got to give Tchal to the Baal. You're paying the guy to sleep in the inn. And you're still Chosha. That's how depraved this guy is. Right? You're going to ruin his business. You're going to risk ruining his. You're never going to go there again. Right? If that happens, never going there again. You're going to risk ruining his business to be with an animal. Even such a far-fetched, can't do it. That's where Rashi goes out of his way to say all this. And that's how the Mishnah talked about a case of an inn. so we're going to see it. What? Okay, that's exactly Rashi's point. It's such a depraved thing. Right? Below it is Yached Isha Imohen. You can't have a woman be alone with these people. But they Shechashud Nal Harayah. Because they're Chashud on Harayah. They don't care who she is. Right? Tosis is going to say later on that we're not Chashud for this type of behavior. We're not Chashud for it. Which is why we do let animals stay with Goyim. We're not chosher for this. That isn't the reason. And again, the Tosfos also apologizing. Well, I'm talking about, you know, very, very sick people that act this way. Okay. Lo yisyached adam imahen. A person can't, even a man can't be alone with these people. But they shechashud and al shmichas dam. Because they're afraid they're going to murder you. They're not going to murder a woman. Because they're not going to murder a woman. Right? Women they're going to rape. A woman, the only issue is, all right, if it comes to a man, you're alone with them, the issue is, they're going to kill you. Okay? Gramini, wait a minute. We have a price that says like this. It's a Tosefta. Lokin mehen behema la carbon. You're allowed to buy a behema from a guy, huge for a carbon. You're allowed to. The ain chosheshin, but not chosheshin. Lomishim revia, roveya, that they sodomized it. Lomishum nirva, or if it's a female behemoth that it was sodomized, lomishum mukta, it wasn't set aside to be a carbon, to be a vodazara, lomishum nevad, it wasn't even worship. None of these chashashos apply. Right? We did. That's the Agoran's answer. We did? I don't know. Apparently, never did this Gemara. It could be we did it. We had this Gemara. Daf Tezvav. Fish loma mukta benevad. I understand that if the behemoth was set aside to be worshipped, or was already tackle worship, im isha de ukte, if it had been set aside, im isha de palche, and it had been worshipped, lo hava mezabele. They'd never sell it. So if it's for sale, there's no shayla that it wasn't worship. Ela rovei v'nerva lachash. How could you? By the way, you're not allowed to bring a carbon that the animal was done to that. That was done to that animal. That carbon's possible. So how could you buy a carbon from a goy? Maybe he sodomized it. The Gemara says, "Amar tachlifa, Amar Rav Shila, Aravina, Mishmei Derav, Oved Kochavim, Chasal Behemto." No, a goy has rachmanis on his own behemoth. Why? Shlota Aker. Doesn't want the behemoth to become sterile. And by doing this to the animal, apparently, you make it sterile. Hatinach nekeva. That only makes sense by a female animal. But zecharim ma'igol neimar. What about a male animal? Amar Rav Hukana. Same thing. I don't know what this means in English. Hoel umachichishan babosar. How do they translate that? Machichishan babosar. Serious of flesh. It's some kind of similar type of degrading that you can make, cause the animal to undergo. Some kind of minimizing the value of the animal. So they're not going to do that. They're not going to destroy their own property. That's what they're not going to do. Eloha, Tanya, wait a minute. Lokin behema may roish alahen. You can buy an animal from one of their shepherds. Lechosh dilma ravula. Maybe the shepherd did something to the animal. Right? It's not the shepherd. The shepherd doesn't really, it's not his animal. So what does he care? Right? What did we just establish? That a guy won't mistreat his own animal. Why? Because nobody destroys their own property. But how depraved you are, you don't want to lose your business. So you don't destroy your own animal. Either shepherd isn't, because not his animal. So what's that? But Roesh Alehen, Mishyari, Mishum Hefsin Tzchar. What do you mean? The Roesh is not stupid. He knows if he just mistreats one of the animals, he's not going to get paid. So he won't do it. Hello, Tanya. No. Oh, the innkeeper. Did you say, no, it wasn't me? You know, it wasn't me. One of the other guests did that. I guess he thought he has an excuse. He'll say it wasn't me, it was one of the other guests. We'll have an investigation immediately, right? Eloha Tanya, what about the following? Ain Mosrin Behema Laroa Shalahen. You're not allowed to give your behema to a roe, right? You're not allowed to do that. Lema Roa Shalahan Miss Yare Bishum Hefsit Scharo. What do you mean? Why can't you? They're not going to touch the animal. That's its car. Right? They know. listen to the Gemara's answer. In Hudiyadi, Bahadadi, Mirtasi. By Goyim, Goyim know when something's been done to the animal, the shepherd would never do it. Why? Because they want to not get paid. But Anan, Jews, what do you didn't believe? They don't know from these things. They don't know from these things. And the shepherd knows that the Jew doesn't know from these things. Therefore, Lomitarti, they're not afraid. Such an insight. Right? They know the Jews don't know anything. Exactly. When the Jew brings the car to the mechanic knows that the Jew doesn't know. So therefore, what? What's the point? Right? It's so true. Right? The shepherd knows the Jew doesn't know from these things. So he's going to do what he wants. And the Jew has no clue. Therefore, he can't give it to a shepherd. Amar Rabba, how does Amri Inchi? That's the people say the same. Michtav al Galala, bizarre. That metal can scratch marble. You know what I mean? Metal can scratch marble. Ragla b'chavra yada. You know the footsteps of your friend. In other words, if you're familiar with the practice, you can't get cheated. If you're not familiar, you can't get cheated. Ihachi, if all that is true, zecharim, male animals, mina kibos, loni zubin. Second, ihachi, zecharim, male animals, right? Is that what it means? Male animals, mina kibos, from women, from females, lo nizbun. We shouldn't be able to buy the chashinan dilma mirva la ilava. What does that mean? We're going to pray that she's going to mistreat the animal, right? She's going to mistreat the animal. Therefore, you can't even buy from a female. So the Gemara answers no. Since the animal will chase the woman around thereafter and attach herself to the woman, everybody will know that the woman did this horrible thing. And since they're going to know they did this horrible thing, she won't do it. So the only if there is by men. Ella Hatani Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said like this. Amalta, an almana, a woman doesn't have a husband. Lo tarbi kalba. She shouldn't have a dog. She shouldn't have a dog in the house. Lo, below tishar tashre be rav barush pista. And a tamachacham, a yeshiva student, a yeshiva boy, shouldn't sleep in an apartment, in a house, with a innkeeper woman. Okay? Bishlam bar be rav. I understand why a yeshiva boy shouldn't sleep in an apartment, in a house, with an innkeeper, shetanila, because the innkeeper is a tanua. And any impropriety will never become known. How's it going to become known? El akalba kiven de magariba mirtasa. Why can't the almana sleep with a dog? Why can't she be in the same house as the dog? She'll never do anything with the dog because the dog won't leave her alone. And everybody will know. And she's afraid to have everyone know. So the Gemara says, no. Kiven de chishadule umta ubitra chabatre, because the dog will not leave the woman alone if she throws the dog a piece of meat. So she'll say, hey, you know what a dog chasing you? Shalom, I didn't do anything to this dog. But I gave him a piece of meat. Not leaving me alone. Armi and she, people will say, hi, the Mitzrach, Abatre, you should come to the Mitzrach. Right? The reason why the dog drives me crazy, not because I did anything to the dog, it's because I gave the dog meat. So therefore, an almana, a woman without a husband, can't be with a dog. Okay? Now, absolutely, very difficult Gemara right now. Nikevos, Eitzel Nikevos. What about women and female animals with women? Can you leave your female animal with a woman guy? My time, that's also. Lomi Achdan, why not? Why can't they be alone? Why can't a female animal be alone with a female? What's the shot? So the Gemara says, listen to this Gemara. Amar Ukvar Bahama, Nesha Ovid Kochav, Mitsuyan Eitzel Nesheh Havrehim. Because Goyim are not faithful. So you're going to have women hanging around. Other men are going to show up to be with these other women. They're going to see the behemoth, and they're going to pick the behemoth over the woman. You hear this? What? Because, again, Goyim frequent other women, not their wives.
Upa'amim, and sometimes she ain't a mote. The woman's not going to be there. The woman's not going to be there. That's the first thing Gemara says. There's no women there. He showed up. Hopefully, there's no women there. What's there? Animals. Umotzi es habehema v'rova. They'll take the animal. There's no women today. They were supposed to show up. So maybe they got the signal wrong. There's no women. There's only animals. But animals are good. Therefore, you can't leave animals alone with a woman. Listen to this one. Afilu matza. Even if the women are there, Nami Rav, they're still going to choose the animal. Why? Tamar Mar, Chaviva Alehen Behemton Shal Yisrael, Yoser Minishot Sehen. The Goyim would prefer a Jewish animal to a non-Jewish woman. Look at the second to bottom Tosfos. Tamar Mar, Chaviva Alehen Behemton Shal Yisrael, Lo No Dalari Mehechen Nafkut Iker Dover Zeh. The Reed says, I don't know where the Gemara says, how could the Gemara say this? Where did the Gemara get this from? That a guy would rather do with a Jewish animal rather than a woman? Says the Reed, I don't know where it comes from. If the Reed doesn't know where it comes from, we're not going to figure it out. Right? Now, why? In other words, the Gemara really gives a reason. This is like such a Kabbalistic reason in the Gemara. This is probably one of the most Kabbalistic Gemaras you're ever going to find. The Amar of Yochanan, B'shah Shabbat Nachash Al Chava, when the Nachash came to Chava, meaning came in a husband wife type of way, which we don't know if that ever happened, but the Gemara here says it did. Hitil Baz Zuhama, he put a certain kind of, I don't know how to translate Zuhama, but how do they translate it? Impurity. They put a certain kind of impurity inside woman, which was passed on to the future generations, and therefore every person in the world has an atia, has an inclination toward animals. Why? From the Nachash HaKadmon. Says the Gemara, Ihacha Yisrael Nami, the Jews also should be that way. The Gemara says, no. Yisrael Sha'am to Har Sinai, when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, Pascha Zuhamasan, the Zuhama was removed. Of the Kochavim, Shalom Amdu Al Har Sinai, Jews that didn't, the Goyim, that weren't in Har Sinai, Lo Pascha Zuhamasan, it didn't become removed. Okay, I can't even comment on this Gemara. It's such an esoteric, it's such a Kabbalistic Gemara. One second. look at the bottom Tosfos. What about Gerim?
Gerim wore that house, didn't I?
So, listen to this Tosfos.
Keep the Kabbalism going.
Nira, the Gerim Nami Paska Zuhaman, Hainu Mishabt Afagav, the Inhu Lohave,
they were not present at house, didn't I?
They were not present. Mazlaihu Have. Their madla was present at Har Sinai. What exactly does that mean? I don't know. I don't know what this Gemara means. In the back, it's like 25 different explanations, each one more esoteric than the next. I didn't understand a single one. Not a single one that I understand. That's what Tosfos is really saying. That's what Tosfos is really saying. They had a spark in them, which got them to convert. Right? They had a spark in them. Especially, right, that's what the Gemara said. When Shalom HaMelech was king, they wouldn't accept converts. Why? Because everybody wants to be on the winning team. Right? So basically, Mikdash is built, and everybody wants to be part of that. Today, who becomes a Jew? You have to really want to. So you have to have a spark inside you. That's what Tosfos is saying. Such a person, they don't have to do homo either. Yeah, that comes up many times by Gerim and Har Sinai. They weren't at Har Sinai. Somehow they were there on some level, right? Because they have a spark inside them. Again, what does Gemara mean? I don't know. But that's the end result is, as Tosa said, I don't know how the Gemara can take such a thing. The Gemara says it, that by Goyim, there's a certain Natiya toward Behemoth, and by Jews, there is no such thing. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we will resume. We'll resume tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That's okay, right? 7 o'clock tomorrow is the daf, and okay, I'll stop for a second.